رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، وأنت خير الراحمين، وقال تعالى أنت أرحم الراحمين. So we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised himself in the Quran, and he has highlighted the extent of his mercy. Now the other day we spoke on the names of Allah, At-Tawwab. And the word Tawwab, we find that it means one who repeatedly gives you back forgiveness. So in the same way, very closely linked to the one who repeatedly accepts a Tawbah, is the one who is very, very merciful. Now if you have to look at compare the mercy of Allah to the mercy that human beings also show. Human beings also show mercy to each other in various ways. Then we'll see that the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows far, far outweighs. In fact, it is not even compared to what mercy human beings are able to show. That's why there's one hadith when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah ta'ala says that I have made 100 parts of mercy and the one part I have put on the earth, and the 99 you're going to get in the hereafter. So 99% mercy we're still going to see on the day of Qiyamah. Now again, as human beings, how much of mercy do we have for the creation? So for our children. So there's one hadith mentioned that once a group of prisoners were brought, and while they were there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba noticed one mother. This mother was frantically looking for a child who had just become, you know, separated from the mother, looking here. You can imagine what mother goes through just if the child is missing for a little while. And when she found the child, she hugged the child and kissed the child and do whatever any mother would have done. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba that, what do you think of this love which a mother has for the child? So they said, it's very, very great. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the love of Allah is much, much more greater for his servants than what love this mother have for a child. So again, we compare the love of Allah as in the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as compared to the mother and to the people of this world. And this mercy is not only of human beings, even if it is found in animals. Even a lion, as much as it is so ferocious, you go near a lion's cub and see what it will do to you. Elephants, you just go near the elephant's cub and see what they will do to you. So this mercy has been put in their heart. Why? Because of the mercy they have got for their little ones. So this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we have to compare it, like we say, to that of human beings, then it is much, much more greater. Sayyidina Hassan Basri, rahmatullah alayh, he has mentioned that if on the day of Qiyamah, when the reckoning is taking place, if I'm given an option and a choice for either my mother or either for Allah Ta'ala to take my reckoning, I'd rather choose Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah. As much as we've got love for the mother, you know, the mother will never ever let a single, you know, pin prick the child. But he said, I'd rather go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is so hopeful of the mercy and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet, so again, that shows the difference between Allah and the human beings. Then take an example of a son in the house, bad boy, very disobedient, rebellious, doing all the wrong things. Now he's running the parents totally crazy. So now the father gets mad. He tells the son, get the hell out of the house. He kicks him out. I don't want to ever see you. Go find your own place. And he calls him all kinds of names. Idiot and rascal and whatever he wants to call him. The worst name that somebody can call their sons because of the disobedience and the ungratefulness he's showing. Now look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. First of all, in the ayat of the Quran, yeah, I think it's the 24th sipara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu. Oh my servants, Allah is calling the sinful people, we'll just not tell you how sinful they are. Oh my servants, oh my beloved. Father said, get out of the house. Allah said, no, you are mine. I love you still. He still kept us in the circle of his beloved servants. What kind of servants? Asrafu ala anfusihim. Those servants who have, asrafu means wasted away their lives, who have, you know, done a whole lot of wrong to themselves by carrying out various sins, whether it was taking intoxicants, whether it was committing zina, whether it was gambling, whether it was murdering, whether it was doing other people down, whether it was lying, cheating, whatever it is. So much of sins as people have got. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh my beloved, after all this you've done, you're still my servant. And the father kicks him out of the house. So we compare again the mercy of Allah compared to that of the human beings. And then again, anfusihim, the wrong that you have done to yourself. Again, here there is an indication that why are you harming yourself? We are trying to tell you, somebody, don't smoke. Bad for your lungs. When you get older, you'll know all about it. I don't know if anybody is smoking. I don't think anybody smokes here. So how bad it is for the lungs. Don't do it. It's not good for you. You'll get this, that, and other sickness. So here Allah is also saying you have wasted away your life on yourself. That means you have deprived yourself. You are going to deprive yourself of Jannah. You're going to justify Jahannam on yourself. So don't do all these things. Stay away from it. So again, there's a lot of love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually showing on His servants. Then comes the next thing. We're talking of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This must be the most reassuring, ayat in the Quran. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not become unhopeful of the mercy of Allah. Only Allah ta'ala can say that. Parents say, hey, we give up with this guy long time. Allah say, I don't give up with you and you don't give up. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not become unhopeful of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every sin that the person has committed, no matter how low he has gone, no matter what he has done, all he needs to do is have hope in the mercy of Allah. And obviously we spoke about tawbah. So Allah says, don't lose hope. Like we mentioned the other day also, shaitan will come and tell you, hey, why are you making tawbah? And what are you going to the masjid? And why are you doing? You finish, you gone, you're down in the doldrums already. You're in a big problem. So Allah says, no. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, we look at human beings, they write the people off. They're wasting your time with that guy. So that is the other thing. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. There's a second reassuring statement. There isn't another reassuring and comforting and encouraging statement like this one. Taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your sins. All your sins. Not that these ones here we can't. Like you go and you get a traffic fine, they say, okay, this one will clear it up. But those who are driving fast, you do 180 and that, we're not going to. Allah says, everything is cleared up. Subhanallah. Then, innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Again, to give the weight to that reassurance, those who know Arabic, innahu, verily, most definitely, he alone, this huwa is added here. Allah could say, innahu al-ghafurur rahim, innahu al-ghafurur rahim, innahu huwa. Then Al-Ghafur and Ar-Rahim, again, grammatically it means all forgiving and all merciful. Not only little, but everything. So this is a very reassuring ayat. And now in the month of Ramadan, it is a month of forgiveness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even out of Ramadan, we must not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive everything. Then, my respected friends and brothers, now we look at the aspect relating to how Allah forgives, how His mercy comes. Right? So one is, He overlooks your sin. Okay, never mind. Maaf. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes out the sins. In the world, even if somebody does wrong, they say you got a record. A present record or there's a record. Allah said, no record. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes it away. And so there was no record. On the day of Qiyamah, even the Malaika forgot, omit to forget, even the ground on which you have done it, all the sins that could have served as evidence against you, nothing. And then, another beautiful, yubaddirullahu sayyatihim hasanat. This only can be the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says He changes your bad deeds into good deeds. Imagine you've got a whole list of wrongs we have done, and you go to the authorities and they say, you did wrong. Now, every wrong you did, we're going to give you a bonus for that. So you'll say, yeah, I should have done more wrong. Allah says, yubaddirullahu sayyatihim hasanat. So the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed very, very great. There isn't much of effort needed. We must just have hope and sincerity and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with greatest amount of love and, with sincerity and remorse to forgive all our sins and look to His mercy. On the day of Qiyamah, according to the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two people are going to be told, go Jahannam, both of you. So the one is going to run and go. The other one is going to go and look back and go and look back. Allah Ta'ala will call them both back. There's a hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, why you went running and why are you going so slow? So the one who's going running is to say, Allah, all my life I didn't obey you. Today I decided to obey you. Maybe you'll show mercy on me. And you, why you were going so slow? He said, because I heard that you are very forgiving and you will make maaf and you will forgive. So I'm just keep on looking, maybe you'll call me back. Allah's mercy, you also go and you also go to Jannat. So don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Omar Nail Balagh.